That's Sally Dreyer, who was the voice of Lucy Van Pelt in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and several other of those animated series from the 1960s, will join us in our Throwback Thursday. But let's get right to it and get things rolling by talking Patriots football, as we're joined by Christopher Price of WEEI in Boston. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to have you here with us as we get ready for the second go-round with these two. Would this make Rex Ryan's season, if not his life, to sweep the Patriots?
You know, I think it wouldn't be too far removed. When you count the great victories in Rex Ryan's coaching career, you have to, you know, figure in the 2010 AFC playoff game against the Patriots, you know, and the fact that they were able to get to the 2009 AFC Championship game as well. But yeah, this probably wouldn't be too far removed.
Now, it may not impact this weekend's game at all, but the big news today, the clock has begun ticking on Deion Lewis. The team has 21 days to decide what to do with him. So what will they do?
Yeah, I think right now preaching patience is probably the best course of action. I think that Deion Lewis coming back to this offense adds an entirely new dimension, but at the same time, you want to make sure that he's okay. You want to make sure that he's good to go. Right now, I think the best possible scenario is that he returns in time for that November 13th game after the bye against the Seahawks, and they kind of build his workload from there. So I think he adds a really interesting dynamic to what they want to do on the offensive side of the ball. But let's kind of, I don't want to say pump the brakes a little bit, but let's, you know, kind of create a set of realistic expectations around him, at least in the short term. And then when he shows that the knee is completely healthy and ready to go, then you can kind of put the pedal to the metal and see what he can do.
Chris, you had a terrific piece this week about Patrick Chung, the redemption of Patrick Chung. Very interesting. It seems like a guy who fully appreciates this second opportunity to be a New England Patriot.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story because it's not only the fact that he's grown and evolved and changed as a person and a player, and really the biggest takeaway that I took from him was the fact he said, look, I grew up. I changed from this time as opposed to, you know, when he was here last time, his 4 years in New England, when he first came out of college. The other thing that's interesting there as well, when you talk to Bill about his growth, specifically Chung's growth, he said, look, we didn't utilize him properly the first time he was here. And so I don't know if I've ever heard the coach be that forthcoming when it comes to wanting a mulligan on a player and then being able to kind of get him back again, to put him in situations where he can succeed now, whereas before he maybe wasn't the sort of player that they were hoping he could be.
Chris, the Patriots making a couple of trades this past week, which is odd in this current incarnation of the NFL. But as always, it seems like they're looking for linebacker depth. Is there something that we don't know about the order of things back there?
I think Van Noy is one of those guys who, in the best possible world, becomes kind of this year's version of Akeem Ayers or Jonathan Casillas, a depth signing, a guy who can help out on special teams and fill in if, you know, for a game here or there if you need him. The thing that stands out for Van Noy is that he's versatile. That he can play. He's played both inside and outside over the course of his career, both in college and the pros. He also has extensive special teams experience. On the surface, I would think that he would be the guy who would take over the majority of snaps for someone like Jonathan Freeney, who ended up going on IR a little bit earlier this year. Again, not a guy who's going to play a whole lot of snaps, you know, 16-game wire-to-wire type, but a guy who can fill in as needed. Certain personnel packages, you'll be able to lean on him, as well as the fact that he does have that special teams background. So I think that he is a guy who can do a couple of different things in typical Patriots mode. For whatever reason, Detroit tired of him. He was former second-round pick out of Brigham Young, and I think that, you know, you bring him to New England, you kind of narrow that responsibility level, you kind of focus on what he can and can't do well, and you kind of go from there.
One of the guys who had a tryout this week, a former Maine Black Bear who was drafted by the Colts, Trevor Bates. Does the trade kind of negate their chance of signing Bates to any kind of a deal, even to the practice squad?
No. I think that when you see those tryouts, it's important to note that they are always interested in churning the roster. They're always interested in looking for guys, 53-man roster, practice squad, whatever the case may be. They keep up-to-date files on everyone. And so, you know, this in this scenario, it's entirely likely that it was one of those situations where I said, look, you know, you don't fit into our plans now, but that's not to say in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we won't be giving you a call if you're still available. So a lot of it comes down to just doing your due diligence comes to the guys who are still on the market, the guys who are still available, and this could be one of those situations.
We're talking with Christopher Price of WEEI Boston. Well, let's talk about the game with the Bills specifically. This time around, the big difference is that Tom Brady's back. That was such an ugly game last time out, but now we go back to the approach that this team has known offensively for years. What's the biggest challenge from Buffalo's defense? Is it their willingness to take some risks out there and send guys and try to get them in Tom Brady's face?
Yeah, that really is it. Rex is a gambler, and I think that he excels when it comes to showing even veteran quarterbacks like Brady maybe things that they haven't seen before, things they haven't experienced before. And I would think that that would be the goal this time around, to try and shake him up a little bit and give him that sort of test that I think he really needs moving forward. I think that his first three games have been against middle-of-the-road defenses, and I think this one is a really good test when you consider what Buffalo has been able to do when it comes not only stopping the run but stopping the pass. They're one of the best teams in the league when it comes to, I believe them in the top 10, when it comes to opposing passer rating. And so they've shown an ability to do a really good job getting after opposing quarterbacks. I think that, you know, the key for Brady, and as it is always with this offense, is to start fast and to be able to put 7 points, 10 points up on the board, kind of make Buffalo a one-dimensional team, play good complementary football, and then you kind of go from there.
What are the odds that Brady will throw a touchdown pass to a wide receiver this week?
That's a great question. You know what? I know in years past, I will say this, that when they've had guys on their team who have come from other locations and they're looking to face, you know, they're facing their old team, they've gone out of their way to try and get them touches, whether it's touchdowns, you know, lots of yards, whatever the case may be. We saw that last week. With LeGarrette Blount going up against the Steelers, I would not be surprised at all if Chris Hogan had either a touchdown reception or more catches than usual across the board this Sunday in Buffalo.
On the defensive side of things, Tyrod Taylor poses some interesting challenges that they don't see every week. Who's got to play well for the Patriots to keep him in check?
The biggest key for them, and Bill talked about it a little bit this week, is finding that balance between getting consistent pressure on a passer and containment, especially when it comes to a guy like Tyrod Taylor. You know, you don't want to pin your ears back and just rush after the quarterback, and, you know, because he has had an ability to, if you overrush him, for lack of a better term, things break down, containment breaks down, gap discipline breaks down, and he can make plays with his legs. The other key is, and we're all kind of sitting here waiting on this, just like you guys are, LeSean McCoy. If LeSean McCoy is healthy, I think he's a game changer for the Buffalo offense. They don't have him. That really hamstrings them, no pun intended. You're talking about this week's matchup against the Patriots.
Is there any real cause for concern with Steven Gostkowski?
Yeah, there is. And it really pains me to say it, because I'd like him personally, you know, taking off my sports writer hat, putting on my human being hat for a moment. He's a nice guy, and he's shown himself to be a quality professional. But, yeah, you know, you miss three field goals and you miss two extra points, and, you know, you consider his body of work, that's certainly abnormal for him. And I'm not sitting here saying that the Patriots need to think about working out kickers or anything like that. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that needs to be figured out between now and January. The good thing is, if you're a Patriots fan, Gostkowski's track record, his resume, certainly suggests that he's the kind of guy who can figure it out between now and January. But, yeah, this is something that, you know, he basically right now needs to have a couple of clean weeks. He needs to bang home a couple of 40-yarders. He needs to, you know, take care of all his extra points, the kickoffs, all of that without an issue. And then that would be, at least in the short term, a way to quiet his critics going forward.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, maybe try to make a deal in the offseason for Vinatieri, who appears to have about another 10 years left in him.
Or Randy Moss. Did you see him on Countdown the other night?
I did. That was incredible, yeah.
That he was kicking like 30-yard field goals in his dress shoes?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break, man.
He can do anything. Hey, Chris, always great talking with you. Thanks for checking in with us this afternoon. Enjoy the game, and we'll check in with you again very soon.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
That's Christopher Price, WEEI in Boston. Patriots Reports, brought to you here on Downtown.